This is McDonald Max Basketball.
W-O-G-O.
WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, The Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now with the Max Pregame Show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
Go Max! WOGO, your sports station.
Good evening and welcome to Osseo Fairchild High School, home of the Thunder and site of the Clover Belt Conference first and second place crossover games. It is a playoff atmosphere, packed stands on both sides. We're seeing the second place game right now between Fall Creek and Owen Withy, and then the title card matchup next with your McDonald Central Lady Max and the Neillsville Warriors. McDonald 21-2 on the season, 13-1, finished in a tie for first place in the conference with Fall Creek. Neillsville on the eastern side of the Clover Belt Conference, 20-3 on the season, 14-0 in the Clover Belt East. These two teams met once before, 3 months and 1 day ago, on November the 16th, first game of the season for the Lady Max. They went on the road to that beautiful Neillsville Fieldhouse and defeated the Warriors 59-52. More on that game as we move through our Lady Max pregame here on 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Live audio streaming and podcast there. Also, you can watch and listen to tonight's game via Max TV, McDonald Area Catholic Schools.org. Just click on the live stream there or go to sports schedule at WOGO.com. And we have those helpful links for you linked on our website as well. I'm Caleb Swenson. Mark Maloney will be joining me shortly as we continue to preview this game, the last game of the regular season for both of these teams, both earning number one seeds in the WIA Division IV tournament. Fall Creek, again, who's playing right now, also earned a number one seed. They will be in a different section than McDonald and Neillsville, so it is possible that two of these three teams could meet again in Green Bay. Of course, a lot of games between now and then, but all three of those teams are state ranked in the latest coaches poll at wissports.net. 10 games in a row, one for the Neillsville Warriors. Their last loss was on January the 8th against the top-ranked team in Division 5, Wisconsin Rapids Assumption. The Warriors nipped by Assumption 52-45 in that game on the road. Last time out for Neillsville was on Monday as they defeated a very good Bangor team on the road at Bangor 50-41. Neillsville down 3 at the half, 28-25, and then held Bangor to just 13 points in the second half. Maybe an underrated part of what Neillsville does so well. A lot of attention being paid, and this will be a story through our broadcast of how well they shoot the three. They hit 11 against McDonald in that season-opening loss. But Neillsville is incredible on defense. Under 29 points per game is what they've allowed. And again, held that good Bangor team to just 13 points in the second half. Paris Opelt, the two-time reigning conference player of the year, 13 points and 8 rebounds in that game. Maddie Davel, their talented freshman with 16 points, did turn the ball over 5 times, but she is becoming more and more of a problem. Just a freshman, but the 5'7" wing averaging over 13 points per game and has hit 39 three-pointers. Sydney Subke, the 5'10" junior sharpshooter with 10 points and 6 assists for Neillsville in that game. And Gracie Shangarth, she's a junior guard, 5 points in that win over Bangor. On the other side for McDonald, didn't have any trouble with Thorpe on the road. That claimed them a share of the Clover Belt Conference title, 86-25. And McDonald, you talk about defense, 46-4. They were up at the half. Again, thank you to our WOGO board op and producer back at the WOGO studios in Halley, Gavin, keeping us on the air here tonight. As again, we've got just under 4 minutes left in the second place game in this Cloverbelt crossover at Osseo, and a great crowd on hand already, and many of them presumably will be staying to watch their conference opponent and rooting for their side of the Cloverbelt Conference to win the second and first place game. Right now, Fall Creek leading 46-30 with 3.5 minutes left. Well, in that game against Thorpe for McDonald, that game almost a week ago, in fact, just over a week ago on the 9th, so they've had plenty of time to rest, recuperate, and get healthy. Emily Cooper had 16 points in just 16 minutes in that game. She was 5 of 9 from the field, 4 of 5 from 3. That makes Emily's tallies on the season 69 three-pointers made, shooting at a 46% clip. She's still firmly in the top 5 in the state in Division 4, according to wissports.net. Emily also had 1 rebound, 6 assists, 5 steals, and no turnovers. Again, in that performance, 16 points in 16 minutes. LMA Cooper with 10 points. Again, she was just coming off that career high. We had the game for you at Regis as LMA poured in 25 for a career high. Again, early on in her career as a freshman, but 10 points then against Thorpe on 3 of 5 shooting, 4 of 4 from the foul line, 2 rebounds, 4 assists, and 2 steals. Callie Goulet, a very nice game, 14 points, 5 of 9 from the field, 4 of 6 from the free throw line, and 6 rebounds. Aubrey Dorn with 8 points and 8 rebounds, along with 5 assists and 5 steals. She is a stat sheet stuffer. 3 of 10 from the field, but 2 of 2 from the foul line. And Siegenthaler, another talented freshman contributor for this McDonald team, 9 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 steals. Claire Ruff, another freshman, making a big impact for Don Cooper's squad with 8 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, and 4 steals in that 86-25 drubbing of Thorpe. Izzy Hartman with 7 points, had 5 rebounds and 5 steals as well. Izzy does that so well, taking the ball away. The whole McDonald team does, averaging over 23 steals per game. Also, a very nice game for Kendall Heffler with 7 points and 7 rebounds. McDonald had 10 players in the scoring column in that game, 3 of them in double figures. And again, they were up 42 points at the half, but also held Thorpe to just 4 points at the break. McDonald shot 47%. In that final conference game, 32 of 68, they were 7 of 13 from range, from downtown, 54% in that game. We talk about Nielsville's prolific three-point shooting. McDonald can light it up as well. 15 of 25 from the free throw line, so left a few points at the charity stripe, but 60% from the free throw line for McDonald. They had 40 rebounds in that game, 25 assists on 32 field goals, did turn the ball over 18 times, but 29 steals, 3 blocks, and 13 fouls on the season. McDonald, again, has continued to just throw players out in waves this year because they are so deep. 9 different Lady Max players have scored 8 or more in a game, and 8 have scored in double digits. This is Lady Max pregame live from Osseo Fairchild High School. Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney, along with Gavin, our producer, back at the WOGO home base in Halley, and Val Knobloch to my left here with Max TV, 103.1 FM, AM 680. Live streaming audio and podcast at WOGO.com, and spread the word for those who'd like to watch and listen via Max TV. We're going to take a 2.5 minute break and then be back with our interviews with both head coaches, starting with John Geyer of Nielsville and Don Cooper to follow up the Lady Max as we continue to break things down in Lady Max pregame final regular season contest before the tournament begins. We're back in 2.5 minutes on WOGO Sports.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Service Master provides carpet and air duct cleaning as well. Just look for the yellow truck, locally owned, with emergency service always at the ready. Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind 24/7, 365. Call 715-723-9781 or go to servicemasterchippewavalley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, trust comes in the yellow truck.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Welcome back to Lady Max Basketball, live on the road at Osseo Fairchild High School. It's the first place game, the Clover Belt crossover, pitting your McDonald Central Lady Max against the Neillsville Warriors, a rematch of that first game of the season. We're here with head coach John Guyer. And coach, again, seeding has come out. So in a game like this, what do you want to see from your team? Of course, you want to get out of this healthy, but you also want to bring some momentum into the tournament.
Sure. I tell my kids, you know, this is a reward game. You know, when you get into the crossover games for first and second place, it's really a reward game for what you've done during the regular season. And we game plan for it just like we do anything else. But what I have told the kids in the past is, you know, we've won this game and gone to the state tournament, and we've lost this game and gone to the state tournament. So the real important things happen after this one, because then you're in the one and done tournament. So we just want to go out and play well. We want to go out and try to continue with momentum. You know, we built some momentum throughout the regular conference season. So we want to continue that. And it's a good measure of how ready we are to play on neutral courts going forward, because if you're going to play your way to Green Bay, you're going to have to win on neutral courts, and you're going to be playing good teams all the time, and McDonald sure is that.
Coach, when we saw you 3 months ago, I think we talked about the youth that you were going to need to step up this year, and thinking about that with your two-time conference player of the year in Paris Opelt, have you seen her and Sydney Subke, who leads you as well, too, have you seen them start to trust those younger teammates more and more as the season has gone on? Maddie Dable in particular has really stood out.
Yeah, our young kids have grown. There's no doubt about that. And there were times where Paris just had to carry us. And she has the ability to do that, and we're fortunate for that. You know, in the first game, I think one of the big things were our turnovers. Our young kids didn't handle pressure well. They turned us over, and if McDonald gets extra chances, you're going to have a hard time competing with them. So hopefully we take care of the ball better. We defend a little bit better and rebound a little bit better. But McDonald's gotten better, too. I mean, they've improved every night that they go out and play, and it'll be a good matchup, you know. And it's, I hope both teams play well. I hope both teams come out of here healthy. But I hope it's really a good competitive game that both of us can grow from as we get into the tournament.
Well, Coach, we're looking forward to it. Thank you for your time. And if we see you again, it would be in Green Bay. So maybe that'll happen. We'll hope for it.
Well, I hope to see you again then.
Head Coach John Guyer here on Lady Max Pregame on WOGO Sports.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering 3 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Kansas Smith for the 3 and the lead at 24-23.
Miss Route, Euro step between 3 defenders and scores.
Deep 3, Emily Cooper.
There you go.
For Emily. Here's Ben.
Oh! Ben Carlson.
Yes!
Relentless effort.
19!
Advertise in Wogo's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools is now accepting applications for the 2024-25 school year. St. Charles Preschool and Primary School has immediate openings for kindergarten. Discover a future of excellence with an affordable Catholic liberal arts education, caring faculty, and small class sizes. But hurry, spots are limited. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org or call 715-723-0538 today.
Welcome back to McDonald Lady Max pregame. We are at Osseo Fairchild High School, site of the Clover Belt crossover first and second place games. And this is the first place game with your McDonald Central Lady Max against the Neillsville Warriors. We saw these two teams tangle just over 3 months ago. We're here with head coach Don Cooper. And coach, talking with Coach Geyer a few minutes ago, obviously a key for this game after seeding is out is you want to come out of this game healthy first and foremost. But what else do you want this game to accomplish for your squad?
Well, this again, it's a playoff atmosphere, so we want to basically set the tone, the emotion, the passion. Everything about playoff basketball starts tonight. So that's what we want to come out of this, is showing that we're ready for the playoffs.
Coach, with this game, you could almost get out of rhythm a little bit because you've had that rhythm of two and sometimes three games a week, but you've had a little extra time off before this one. But has that helped?
Oh, it certainly has. We enjoy this end of with our schedule to make sure that we're rested and so a nice, good, deep playoff run.
What do you see in Neillsville 3 months later from when you played them the first time? They were pretty young at the beginning of the season, and now again Maddie Davil really jumps off the page, but they've got a junior and a senior that really power them as well.
Oh, again, it all starts with Paris Opelt, but I coach Maddie, and Maddie is a great player, and so it's great to see her get the experience and become a great ball player that I know that she will become. But on the same token, we got to play with the pressure and the intensity that they're not used to. And if we can do that, then we can play our game. But Neillsville's a great three-point shooting team. They're one of the best in the state on three-point attempts and percentages. So we got to make sure we're covering the three-pointers to keep them from driving to the lane and make them shoot, make them be drivers instead of shooters.
Well, Coach, final game where we can say win or loss doesn't matter after this. Again, it's lose and you're going home. So hopefully the girls enjoy this one to the fullest. Hopefully we're talking about a win afterward, and then we're looking forward to that playoff run starting next Friday night.
Again, this will be a great playoff atmosphere tonight, and thank you for the great coverage.
Thank you, Coach. Head Coach Don Cooper, as we continue with Lady Max pregame Clover Belt crossover first place game for the second year in a row for your McDonald Lady Max. Pregame coverage continues next.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Welcome back to Lady Max pregame on WOGO Sports and Max TV, 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Sports tonight for this final regular season contest. It's the first place Clover Belt crossover game, your McDonald Central Lady Max 21-2 against the Neillsville Warriors, who are 20-3. Clover Belt West against Clover Belt East, and this is a rematch of the very first game of the season just over 3 months ago, Mark Maloney, and I know Dave Flanagan and I called that one, so you didn't see this Neillsville team in person yet, but again, Paris Opelt, Sydney Subke, a senior and a junior, but they've got some youngsters as well that have just gotten better and better as the season has gone on.
Yeah, I mean, Neillsville's always has a very, very good team. I mean, a lot of that's contributed to Coach Geiger over there. I mean, they just constantly have good basketball teams over there. So this will be, again, I missed that first game, but McDonald came out ahead of that one by a couple of points. And, you know, and everybody's pretty excited to see how things improve, right, from game one to virtually the last game of the season. So it's a good test here for both teams, like Coach Geiger mentioned and Coach Cooper mentioned. So I think everybody's looking forward to it. There's a really big crowd here from all of, the four teams, Neillsville, Fall Creek, going with you, McDonald. So there's a good contingency of people sticking around and watching this game.
Probably about the biggest crowd that these teams have played in front of this season, you would expect. And, again, those crowds going to get bigger and bigger as these teams hopefully advance in their brackets in the playoffs. Looking at that last game again, November 16th at Neillsville, McDonald won 59-52. They were up 2 points at the half. Sydney Subke led the way for Neillsville with 13 points, hit 3 three-pointers. Neillsville was 11 of 27 from downtown in that game, and their three-point shooting, particularly in the first half, really held them in that game. 41% from the floor from downtown. Again, 11 three-pointers made. McDonald in that game, though, shot 47% from long range, 9 of 19. Most of those going to Emily Cooper. More on that in a moment. But Sydney Subke with 13 points. Paris Opelt was held to single digits, 8 points. She did have 7 rebounds, but was 3 of 12 from the field, 2 of 7 from downtown. Maddie Dable, the freshman, hit 2 three-pointers. 40% from downtown, 7 points, but did have 7 turnovers in that game against McDonald. Emily Cooper just came out with a bang, and it's kind of just set a statement for her senior season, as she had 28 points in that game against Neillsville, was 6 of 9 from three-point range, 10 of 15 from the field, 5 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 steals, and just 1 turnover. No one else in double figures, though, for McDonald. So again, both of these teams only had one double-figure score. It's just Supke at 13 and Emily Cooper had 28. Ella Mae Cooper had 9 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 steals. Maddie Geisler had 8 points, was 2 of 7 from downtown. Aubrey Dorn had 6 points on 3 of 5 shooting, but hauled in 10 rebounds in that game and 2 assists. McDonald shot 48% from the field. Neillsville 37%. Again, we mentioned the 3-point tallies already. McDonald only shot 4 free throws, but hit all 4 of them. Neillsville only shot 4 free throws, made 3 of them. McDonald, again, had a big rebounding advantage, 35-18. Turnovers also in that game, 19 turnovers for Neillsville. McDonald had 20 assists on 23 field goals, 17 turnovers for McDonald, and 17 fouls versus just 11 fouls for Neillsville. So, again, you look at those things and say both teams shot the ball well from downtown. Both teams would probably say, Mark, we turned the ball over too much, maybe fouled too much, and we'd like to get to the free throw line more.
Yes, and again, this court, Caleb, is unbelievable. I mean, and it is. It's playoff atmosphere here, and it's a playoff-type gym, right, where the baskets are suspended at the end of the courts there. So there's the walls are way, way back, so they're kind of sitting out there, and it's typically a tough basket to kind of get a bearing on. But it will be good. It will be fun. I'm excited to watch this game, and like you said, there's a lot to see how both teams have improved, and man, it should be a good one.
Well, we'll take a 1-minute break and be back with our Toyce and Ford keys to the game. McDonald and Neillsville counting down a tip-off, back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Burzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Burzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
A quick statistical comparison between McDonald and Neillsville, both champions on their side of the Clover Belt crossover. Before our Toyce and Ford keys to the game, McDonald averaging 70.5 points per game, Neillsville 60.4. Lady Max giving up 36.6, Neillsville just 28.5. McDonald shoots 45% from the field, the Warriors 42%, Lady Max 66% from the foul line, Neillsville 63%. McDonald shoots 33% from three-point range, has made 113. Neillsville, 35% from downtown, has made 198 threes. That's almost 9 per game. McDonald, 38.3 rebounds per game. Neillsville, 26.5. And again, when those two teams met, first game of the season, McDonald a decisive rebounding advantage, 35-18 in that game. 16 steals per game for Neillsville. McDonald, 23.3 steals per game. Assist Neillsville, 14.4. McDonald, 22.1. Turnovers per game, 10.5 for Neillsville and 12.3 for McDonald. So now it's time for the Toyce and Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toyce and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Mark Maloney, what do you think for McDonald to get a win here in the final game of the regular season?
Well, I think, like they said, statistically, we need to dominate on the rebounds. If Neillsville's going to throw up the threes, those are usually long, careening rebounds, and we need to let them be one and done on the defensive side. And then offensively, again, typically take care of the basketball. No turnovers, get good shots, and then just play some really, really tough defense.
That's your Toyce and Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyce and Ford in Chippewa Falls. We'll take our final break and be back with tip-off next on WOGO Sports.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools is now accepting applications for the 2024-25 school year. St. Charles Preschool and Primary School has immediate openings for kindergarten. Discover a future of excellence with an affordable Catholic liberal arts education, caring faculty, and small class sizes. But hurry, spots are limited. Visit McDonnellAreaCatholicSchools.org or call 715-723-0538 today.
Welcome back to Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney with you as the starting lineups being introduced in the first place Clover Belt crossover game between Neillsville and McDonald. Starting off for the Neillsville Warriors, number 10, Grace Shangarth, a junior, 5'2", averaging 2.6 points and 2 rebounds. Maddie Dable, 5'7", freshman forward, number 14, 13.4 points, second on the team, has hit 39 three-pointers. Sydney Subke, 5'10", junior, sharp shooting forward, number 23, 52 three-pointers on the season, 11.1 points per game. Paris Opelt, two-time reigning conference player of the year, and maybe three-time after tonight. Opelt, a 5'11 senior, has hit 55 three-pointers, averages 17.4 points and 6.6 rebounds. She wears number 32. And Jess Kuhn, a sophomore, 5'8". Forward, number 34, 3.3 points, 3.7 rebounds. For the McDonald Lady Max, Callie Goulet, 5'11", senior forward, number 11, 4.6 points per game, 3.1 rebounds, a defensive stopper. LMA Cooper, 5'6", freshman point guard, number 21, 13.3 points per game, second on the team, 3.6 steals per game. Emily Cooper, 5'8", senior point guard, number 22, the captain, 18 points per game to lead the team, 5.3 rebounds, leads the team at 7.5 assists per game. Aubrey Dorn, the other captain, 6-foot senior center, number 23, 12 points per game, third on the team, leads the team in rebounds at 10.8, averages a double-double and 4.6 assists per game for Aubrey, as well as 4.2 steals. She stuffs the stat sheet. And Izzy Hartman rounds out the starting five, 5'7", senior guard, number 31, 6.4 points and 2.7 steals per game. Don Cooper, 10th year as head coach of this McDonald Lady Max program, a record of 174 victories versus 75 defeats, 70% winning percentage. Neillsville in their red uniforms with the gray accents, white numerals. McDonald resplendent in their traveling white uniforms with the royal blue numerals and lettering as the tip conceded to McDonald. As Gracie Shingarth at 5'2 against 6 foot Aubrey Dorn, and McDonald will move right to left as we begin here from Osseo Fairchild. Clover Belt crossover, first place game. Good to have you with us here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. A great crowd on hand, as we've mentioned several times. Playoff atmosphere here tonight. Feed down to Aubrey Dorn. She's doubled. Aubrey turns, spins up to the hoop. Beautiful. And
she didn't have nothing else to do with that ball other than shoot it.
2-0 McDonald. The Lady Max with some backcourt pressure against Paris Opelt. That's Izzy Hartman. Opelt at the foul line, pulls up, working the pivot out to Gracie Shangarth. Shangarth puts it on the floor with the left hand, flips it out left side. Neillsville thought about their first three-point attempt. Set a pass down to the right block. It's Opelt. Opelt too strong off the far side of the rim. Rebound batted down to Emily Cooper and tossed right back to Cooper from Aubrey Dorn. To Izzy Hartman, left block extended. Hartman out to Aubrey Dorn beyond the arc left wing. Dorn leaves it up top for Goulet. Finds Emily Cooper right wing. The younger sister, LMA, up top between the circles. LMA working a left-handed dribble, flips it off to Izzy Hartman across the foul line. Hartman to Emily Cooper. Cooper guarded by Shangarth, working off a screen from Dorn. Cooper crosses over at the elbow, out to Emily Cooper. Little head fake. LMA Cooper runs one up from 16 feet. No, and Izzy Hartman tracks down the rebound and knocks it out of bounds. Hustle there from Hartman, just not quite able to get to it.
Ilzo's playing man-to-man defense, which really should benefit the McDonald girls. They run a very good offense against man-to-man, and they had a good shot that time.
Lady Max showing some full-court man-to-man pressure. Callie Goulet riding Maddie Dable in the backcourt is going to be called for an early foul here. First team foul, first foul on either team, 16:32 to go here in the first half. 2-0 McDonald, early going. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Gavin Bovey back to the Wogo home base in Halley. 18-foot jumper off the mark. No for Paris Opelt. Rebound Emily Cooper. Cooper across the Osseo Fairchild logo at midcourt. His right side, LMA Cooper. LMA holding on her right hip. Puts it on the floor with the left hand. Up top, Emily Cooper between the circles. Fires a pass down low. Tied up. Foul. Aubrey Dorn is fouled by whom? I think they got Jess Kuhn.
34.
That is Kuhn, the 5'8" sophomore. Emily Cooper will inbound. They'll stack three at the foul line. Into LMA Cooper, high on the right. Back to Emily. Emily splits a couple defenders, pulls up from 15. That one rattles in and out. Rebound track down in the corner, Aubrey Dorn. Dorn back out to LMA Cooper, to Emily. Back to LMA up top, resetting the offense between the circles. Right side feed, Izzy Hartman. Emily Cooper left wing, off the feed from Dorn. Emily fires a pass to Dorn. Dorn doubles, goes between two defenders up and in and scores high off the window. 4 points for Dorn. And the first time these teams met, Dorn only took five shots, had 6 points but 10 rebounds. Paris Opel at the left elbow, kick out. That's a deep three. That one off the side of the rim. No. Rebound tapped out to Goulet, a touch pass to Emily Cooper. Push ahead to Dorn. Dorn is blocked along the baseline. Blocking foul by Jess Kuhn. Blocked with the body.
Her second.
Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Inc. has been turning dreams into reality and is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com and StelterIncorporated.com. 4-0 McDonald. Inbounds Emily Cooper. She's left alone for a deep three. Reined it in.
Beautiful. You can't leave her that wide open.
And we talk about Opelt. Might have a chance for a three-peat as Conference Player of the Year. Could Emily Cooper be the back-to-back Conference Player of the Year on the western side of the Clover Belt? Looking forward to those awards in the postgame. Right side, Gracie Shangarth puts it on the floor with the left hand, pulls it up at the foul line, a kick out for a three. That one back of the bracket, no. The miss by Emerson Ormond, the freshman. Long feed ahead. Subke knocks it back, but right to LMA. Cooper off the glass and scores. And a timeout on the floor as McDonald leading 9-0. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Here's what customers are saying about Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Back to the action here on WOGO Sports. Nielsville trailing 9-0 coming out of the timeout. A whistle and a foul in the paint. Nope, 3 seconds.
Yep.
On Maddie Davil. Hassling defense from the Lady Max. 14-23 to go here first half.
Good call there. Because you can stand in that lane as long as you want to, as long as you're attempting to make a basket. And as soon as she turned to her back to the basket, it's on with the 3 seconds.
LMA Cooper right wing drops it down to Dorn at the right elbow, back out to LMA. Flip out to older sister Emily, drops it over for Aubrey Dorn, high on the right, fires a pass to LMA Cooper. Thought about that three. She doesn't take a lot of them. LMA Cooper crossing over on Opel, goes right by her, hangs in the air, runner no. Rebound comes up short. Ormond with rebound. Harrison Ormond across the logo, pulls it up between the circles, fires a pass down to Paris Opel. Opel's doubled. Flip over into the left wing. Maddie Davil. Davil back out to Shangarth up top. Freshman against junior. LMA Cooper against Shangarth. And a whistle on McDonald.
Foul on LMA. They're calling him tight there.
Callie Goulet comes out in for the first time. Number 0, Ann Siegenthaler, 5'6", freshman forward. 6.2 points per game for Ann and almost 2 steals per game. And another quick whistle. Nope, I'm sorry. Standing on the far side. It was a whistle, but now for a foul. So team fouls even at 2 apiece. But an unforced error by Nielsville, a turnover. And McDonald inbound leading 9-0. Dorn into Emily Cooper. And Cooper's going to jog it across the midstripe. Shangarth will pick her up there. To LMA Cooper. Floats it over into the left corner. Izzy Hartman back out to LMA. High post feed. Dorn. Kick into the left corner and a swish from Izzy Hartman from 15 feet. That's her first basket. Emily Cooper rather than Dorn with that pass. Right side, Shane Garth against LMA Cooper. 11-0 McDonald. Right side, Paris Opelt. Opelt puts on the floor with the left hand, spins in the lane, top shot, back rim, no. Rebound into the arms of Emily Cooper. Emily pushes it way ahead and a leaping interception by Maddie Dable. She's a good athlete. Dable has her pocket picked at midcourt, but Paris Opelt scoops it up. Opelt into the left corner. The throw it back out to Subke. Subke, the junior, down the right side of the lane. Lost the handle for a moment. Kick out to Shane Garth up top. Finds Opelt. Opelt against Izzy Hartman. Paris puts on the floor between three McDonald offenders. Runs it in and scores with the right hand counted and a foul. Paris Opelt too good to hold her scoreless for too long. 11-2, the Lady Macs with 12:36 to play here in the first half. Opelt has two. The senior looking for more. Again, averages just over 17 points per game.
Yeah, Aubrey with that foul.
Free throw rattles through for Paris Opelt. And the first 3 points of the game for Nielsville. They trail McDonald by 8, 11-3. Feed to Aubrey Dorn just inside the right elbow, and Dorn travels with the ball. She was losing it anyway. It was just jarred loose. Kylie Jensen's going to come in for the first time. The 5'6" senior guard, number 34, gives Izzy Hartman a break. Kylie, 2.7 points, 2.6 rebounds per game. She's hit 11 three-pointers as well. Dable in the backcourt. His fellow freshman, Ann Siegenthaler, drops it back for Paris Opelt. Opelt across the timeline with a pass to Dable. Kick into the right corner. It's number 12, Layla Walk, another freshman. And Walk throws it away to Siegenthaler, but right back to Paris. Opelt, Opelt off the glass and scores. 11-5. Nielsville with a 5-0 run here. Kylie Jensen drops it over the top of Aubrey Dorn and right into the arms of Paris Opelt. Opelt, the senior, across the timeline, throws it down around the corner. Knocked loose. Opelt grabs the rebound, and she has all 7 of Nielsville's points.
Yeah, she's taking it under herself to keep this team in it.
Coach Geyer mentioned pregame at times Paris Opelt has had to carry the team and is perfectly capable of doing so. Kylie Jensen, right wing. Up top, LMA Cooper. LMA flips it over to Kylie. Into the right corner, Aubrey Dorn. And now we have a quick 3-second call against McDonald.
Yeah, they caught Ann Siegenthaler was camping with 1 foot in the lane.
Again, as you mentioned, they've called this pretty tight.
Yep.
Nothing wrong with that, but both teams, again, need to adjust. 11-7. McDonald has given up a 7-point run to the Nielsville Warriors. A double up top and a help ball. And Siegenthaler pulling it away from Maddie Dable. Possession's going to stay with the Warriors. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Layla Walk inbounds to Dable. Dable picks up her dribble 30 feet from the bucket, back to Walk on the right wing. Walk crosses over between a couple defenders, and it knocks loose in the paint. Dorn ahead to Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler to LMA Cooper. Cooper lets her defender go by and scores.
Yep, got her to go right by.
13-7, McDonald breaks that 7-point run from Nielsville. Paris Opelt to Dable. Dable across the timeline, lost the handle, and has it ripped away by LMA Cooper down the lane. Wide open layup for two.
Doing a great job double teaming on that defense. When they get a little bit of a trap, they're doing a nice job double teaming.
Dable to Paris Opelt. She'll take her time. A bounce pass back to Dable, and Dable show and go across the timeline. Finds Opelt. Opelt splits a couple defenders, and she's tripped up. And I think they'll get Ann Siegenthaler with that foul. That'll be McDonald's fourth. 15-7, the Lady Macs lead with 10-10 to go here in the first half. McDonald Area Catholic Schools is now accepting applications for the 2024-25 school year. St. Charles Preschool and Primary School has immediate openings for kindergarten. Discover a future of excellence with an affordable Catholic liberal arts education, caring faculty, and small class sizes. But hurry, spots are limited. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org or call 715-723-0538 today.
Almost caught her with a high dribble.
Izzy Hartman, Callie Goulet back in there off the stoppage for McDonald, along with Aubrey Dorn, Emily Cooper, and Kylie Jensen. 15-7 McDonald. Jump stop in the lane. Another whistle.
And a foul.
That'll be the fifth on McDonald. And who did they get with that one? I think Callie Goulet.
Yes. For a second.
Lane Max, only one foul left to give with 9:51 remaining. Another sub coming in. Tessa Warren, 6'1", freshman forward, number 44. And Subkey's going to take a breather here. Inbounds coming up for Nielsville into Shane Garth, high on the left. Puts on the floor with the right wing. Over to Warren in the corner. Back to Shane Garth. She'll drop it down to Paris Opel. Opel is triple team, maybe even quadruple team, to McDonald. Ends up with the ball. Kylie Jensen, left wing. Back out to Emily Cooper. Cooper leaves it for Izzy Hartman. High on that right side. Back to Emily. Emily drops it just outside the paint. Aubrey Dorn going up hard. Splits two defenders. And wow, held ball. I really thought they were going to get a foul there, but held ball in possession. Stays with McDonald. So Ann Siegenthaler in for Goulet. Inbounds to Kylie Jensen. Jensen to Dorn on the left wing. Dorn up top, Emily Cooper. 15-7 McDonald. They've led by as many as 11. Siegenthaler has her shot blocked by the 6-1 Warren at the foul line. Rebound to Nielsville. 9:08 to go here, first half. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you, along with Val Knobloch of Max TV. Paris Opel, quick three. That one well off the mark, didn't even draw the rim. Kylie Jensen to Aubrey Dorn, and Paris Opel diving into her own bench, knocks the ball loose. Again, seedings already came out, and so we may say this game doesn't really matter, but we're not seeing that on the floor.
Not at all.
These kids are going after.
Yeah, it's kind of a thing with the East against the West, right?
Everybody, a feather in your cap if
yes.
You can win this one. Emily Cooper up top. Ella Mae Cooper, and Ella Mae drugged that pivot foot. Kendall Heffler's going to check in here for the first time. 5'9", junior forward number one, Kendall. 2.1 points per game. 27 offensive rebounds for Kendall as well. Has that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack? Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. Nielsville, a pull-up three. That one rims out. Oh, my goodness. All around the inside and outside of the rim. But doesn't fall through for Maddie Dable. Gracie Shane Garth in the right corner as the Warriors corralled the offensive rebound. I think everybody was just watching that ball like we were. It sure seemed like it was eventually going to go down on the spin cycle. Dable up top. She's tied
jump
up.
Ball.
Jump ball possession should stay with Nielsville. Aubrey Dorn getting in there. 8:10 now to go. WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. 103.1 FM AM 680. WOGO.com, streaming and podcast there. And playoff hockey and playoff basketball on the docket next week. So this is our regular season finale. Donald up 8. 8 minutes to go here at Osseo Fairchild. The first place Cloverbelt crossover game. Knocked pass loose to Emily Cooper, to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn gallops down the lane, and she's stripped of the ball on the way up. Knocked out of bounds, but quick hands by Grace Shangarth.
She didn't know if she was going to finish that in full stride or come to a jump stop, but good defense by Nielsville.
Emerson Ormond, the sophomore, is going to check in for Shangarth. Two at the blocks, two at the elbows for McDonald. Ella Mae Cooper triggers into Emily Cooper. She's got a wide open look at a three. That one rims in and out. Rebound batted out. Izzy Hartman. Kendall Heffler flip out to Ella Mae Cooper. She'll try a three from the same spot as her sister, and she makes it.
You got to give Kendall Heffler a little bit of assist on that one. She's the one that tipped that rebound out.
Absolutely. 18-7, McDonald back up, tying their largest lead of the night. 11. Kendall Heffler knocks a pass loose to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn picks up her dribble across the timeline to Izzy Hartman. Hartman flips over to Ella Mae. Ella Mae Cooper to Aubrey Dorn. Just inside the foul line, kick out. Izzy Hartman. Hartman a long jumper, and that one goes at the top of the backboard and out of bounds to Nielsville with 7:17 to play. Whether you're a contractor, a business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Give them a call at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Lady Macs. Izzy Hartman now reaching foul in the backcourt, trying to poke it away from Paris Opelt. Team's sixth foul. They have none left to give. Ian Siegenthaler, Izzy Hartman, both Cooper sisters, and Aubrey Dorn, the five on the floor for head coach Don Cooper. Right now, his team leading 18-7 with 7:11 to go here in the first half. The first-place Cloverbelt crossover game. Paris Opelt up top. Got a rematch of last year's first-place crossover game. McDonald fell to Nielsville at Nielsville in that game. A lot of players were injured for McDonald. Up top, Braylon Anding, the freshman who snuck in when I wasn't watching. Subkey picks up her dribble just inside the foul line to Opel. Opel a bounce over right wing. That's Ormond. Jumper from the foul line, no good. Long rebound out to LMA Cooper. Cooper push ahead to Ann Siegenthaler, over the shoulder catch. Saves it back in bounds to Izzy Hartman. Out to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn to LMA Cooper. Big head fake. Pulls up from 10 feet with a runner. No. Rebound to Nielsville.
She doesn't have that floater in the middle quite there. She come up short twice on that.
It's one of Emily Cooper's patented moves. And LMA Cooper, you figure, as a freshman, that shot's going to go stronger and stronger as the years go by. Another steal by the Lady Macs, LMA Cooper.
Travel.
And she walks for the basketball. A nifty move to get it up to the cup. But just took a little extra hop step there on the Euro. Kylie Jensen going to come in now for Emily Cooper, who will get her first break tonight. 6:02 left in the first half, 18-7. The McDonald Lady Macs with the lead. They'll have some full court man-to-man pressure again. Inbounds to Paris Opelt, 80 feet from the bucket. Puts it on the floor with the right hand, lowers the shoulder, gets across the timeline, matched up against Izzy Hartman. Opelt flips it over left wing for Anding. Got a lot of freshmen for this Nielsville team. They're a deep team, but also in a game like this, Shane Garth high off the basket. No. Offensive rebound tracked down by Anding, and now we're going to have our first bonus free throw as McDonald's Kylie Jensen will be called for the foul. What a reach in. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Carbon and air duct cleaning available as well. ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. First free throw is good.
Braylon Anding.
Anding with the free throw, the freshman. McDonald has sent Emily Cooper back out there along with Kendall Heffler and Siegenthaler, Izzy Hartman. Take a quick breather. Second free throw is good as well for Andy. 18-9. McDonald doubled up right now on Nielsville. LMA Cooper to Emily Cooper left wing. Emily one bounce all the way across the floor to LMA against Paris Opelt, freshman against senior. LMA Cooper puts it on the floor, splits a couple defenders. Out to Emily Cooper. Nice head fake. Emily with a push shot from the foul line. It's good.
Showing her little sister how to do that floater.
5 points for Emily Cooper. 20-9. McDonald leads by double digits once again. Maddie Dable up top. Dable leaves it for Shane Garth high on the right. 5:05 to go. Paris Opelt against Aubrey Dorn. Back for Dable. Dable looking to give it back to Opelt. McDonald in the passing lanes. Dable just outside the paint, pulls up from 10 feet, tough shot, back rim, no, rebound Kendall Heffler, bats it to Emily Cooper. Cooper keeping the head up across the timeline, nifty move behind her back, now goes between her legs, goes right side, Emily, Kylie Jensen rather. And Emily Cooper has it high on the right. LMA Cooper to Kendall Heffler, fires a bullet pass, knocked to Kylie Jensen and Aubrey Dorn, out to Emily Cooper, to LMA Cooper, straight on, three, rattles in and out. Rebound Paris Opelt, another foul on McDonald.
Bring it Aubrey on that rebound.
I think that's just Aubrey's first.
Oh no, they put it on Kendall.
Oh, Kendall Heffler. Eighth team foul for McDonald, just two whistles against Nielsville, so the foul differential pretty glaring right now for McDonald as they lead 20-9, but Opelt going to the line, shooting two. She has 7 points to lead Nielsville. Dable out and Kaylee Lawrence, the junior, in for Coach John Geyer. Opelt, this is a 1-1. First free throw is good. Well, our coverage tonight brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or Lake Halley and anytime at NicoletBank.com. Go Lady Max from Nicolet Bank. Is the second free throw too long for Paris Opelt? 20-10 McDonald. 4:18 to play. LMA Cooper just right of the circle. Crosses over on her defender and a reach-in foul on Nielsville. I think they got that on Shane Garth.
Yep.
That is the team's third foul. Number 34, Jess Kuhn back in. Braylon Anding, the freshman, out. LMA Cooper to trigger in this inbound. Finds Kylie Jensen, the left wing. Bounce back into that corner, LMA. Freshman against Sydney Subke, the junior. LMA Cooper maintaining the dribble up top between the wheels. Goes to Kylie Jensen on the right wing. Bounce pass to Aubrey Dorn in the right corner. Dorn fires it into Emily Cooper. Back out to Kylie Jensen. Puts it on the floor with the left hand. Out to LMA Cooper. Emily Cooper right wing. Fires it down to the post. Aubrey Dorn was calling for it. She's double. Turns. Spins. High off the glass. No. Rebound batted into the arms of Nielsville. Now a scrum on the floor. A tie-up. And possession will stay with McDonald. Kendall Heffler again working hard in the paint. Claire Ruff going to come in for the first time tonight for Kylie Jensen. Different classes, different uniforms, but I think the same shoes. Claire Ruff, left block extended. They have some fluorescent pink on them. Emily Cooper, another little push shot, and that's up and in. The floater from the right elbow. Emily Cooper has 7 points, and the McDonald lead, their largest of the night, 22-10. Ruff, the 5'11" freshman, 5'8", excuse me, freshman guard number 24, averaging 4.2 points and 2 steals per game for head coach Don Cooper. Kaylee Lawrence leaves it for Subke left wing. Emily Cooper right in her grill. Subke loses the handle to Paris Opelt left wing. Loops it to Shane Garth. Shane Garth at the right elbow. Kick to Lawrence in the right corner. Lawrence, a little bit of a high dribble. Then she lost that dribble to Aubrey Dorn. To LMA Cooper. Cooper races to the rim and scores.
She does that very well.
First double-digit score tonight. LMA Cooper has 11. 24-10. McDonald up 14. And extending their largest advantage of the night. Shane Garth left wing, tipped away by Aubrey Dorn, but Paris Opelt retrieves it near midcourt. Opelt on the right side of Kaylee Lawrence. Lawrence loops a pass to Subke, back out Shane Garth high on the left. 2:38 to go here in the first half. McDonald leading 24-10. Just some relentless defense so far for the Lady Macs. They are well rested, and it shows. Another missed shot by Opelt. Push ahead to LMA Cooper from Emily Cooper. LMA lost it in the paint, and Opelt gobbles it up. Now Aubrey Dorn knocks it away from Opelt, and wide open for a layup. Aubrey Dorn, the pickpocket. Timeout on the floor. 60-second break, and we're back. McDonald leads by 16, late going first half. Back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Oh, 30 seconds.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Kansas Smith for the three and the lead at 24-23.
Mistral, Euro step between three defenders and scores.
Deep three, Emily Cooper.
There you go.
Emily. Here's Ben.
Oh, Ben Carlson. Yes. Relentless number 19.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Welcome back to Lady Max Basketball. 2 minutes, 13 seconds away from halftime. First place Cloverbelt crossover game here at Osseo Fairchild. Thank you to Athletic Director Andy Jepson, Athletic Assistant Sherry Meeks, our great hosts. Good vantage point as always. Love coming down here to Osseo. And here and putting on a show here tonight for the Cloverbelt crossover first and second place games. A big crowd on hand. McDonald leading 26-10. First three of the night for Nielsville. And that was Maddie Dable.
Yep.
As she gets into the scoring column, that one from the left wing. That's the McDonald advantage to 13 points. 95 seconds to go in the first half. High post feed and Siegenthaler. Flips it over to fellow freshman Claire Ruff. Fires back to Siegenthaler. Loops it out to Emily Cooper. Falling away for a deep three. Yes! Right wing bomb for Emily Cooper.
Nielsville went into a zone defense, and that might not be the way to go against these sharp-shooting McDonald girls.
29-13. Dable having some trouble near midcourt, trying to split a double team with a pass. She will to Jess Kuhn. Kuhn now has doubled herself, and she throws it off of Dorn's hip and right to Emily Cooper. Cooper passes down to Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler,
left-handed.
And the English off the glass.
What an athletic play by Siegenthaler. Whistle in the backcourt is Siegenthaler, I believe, going to get branded with a foul here. But my goodness, that sequence McDonald with just relentless defensive pressure, and Nielsville trying to throw it off of Dorn out of bounds. Dorn kind of using a little soccer move with her hip, taps it to Emily Cooper, and Cooper pushes ahead to Siegenthaler, and Siegenthaler with just a brilliant finish with the left hand. 31-13. The Lady Max free throw on the 1-1 is good. And that is Maddie Dable at the foul line, if we failed to mention. So 4 points for Dable, looking for 5. The lefty is good on both free throws. 19 fouls against McDonald. 49 seconds left, 31-15. They lead by 16. And hold for a final shot if they so desire, but we'll see. Emily Cooper up top to clear Ruff. With 37 seconds to play, high post feed, Kendall Heffler to Ann Siegenthaler in the corner for 3, no. Rebound pulled in by Subke, knocked loose. Siegenthaler ends up with it. Quick hands by Kendall Heffler and Aubrey Dorn. Claire Ruff fires down to Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler out to Emily Cooper. Cooper to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn, big show and go along the baseline. Out to Claire Ruff. Spots up a 3. That one rims in and out. Offensive rebound. Kendall Heffler goes up. No. Grabs her own rebound. Back out to Dorn. 12 seconds to play. Ruff to Emily Cooper, right wing. Emily Cooper back to Claire Ruff on the left. 7 seconds left. Ruff to Emily Cooper. Falling away for a 3 to end the half. Back rim. No. Kendall Heffler almost had another offensive rebound. And McDonald, as the clock hits triple zeros here in the first half, looking very impressive. They lead the Nielsville Warriors 31-15 at the break. We'll have stats, highlights, and analysis all coming up momentarily here on WOGO and Max TV. A quick reminder, Quality Propane and Fuels is Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by their office in Chippewa Falls, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Lady Max lead the Nielsville Warriors 31-15 at halftime in the Cloverbelt crossover first place game. We're back in 3.5 minutes on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Service Master provides carpet and air duct cleaning as well. Just look for the yellow truck, locally owned with emergency service always at the ready. Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind 24/7, 365. Call 715-723-9781 or go to servicemasterchippewavalley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for 3 generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best.
That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalla Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalla will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalla.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Time here in Osseo, Cloverbelt crossover first place game. The Lady Macs of McDonald Central lead the Neillsville Warriors 31-15. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Gavin Bovey back at the Wogo home base in Halley. And Val Knobloch to our left running Max TV tonight. Your thoughts on the first half, Mark Maloney?
Well, again, I think what we wanted them to do was clean up on them rebounds, and the girls are doing a really, really good job of cleaning up rebounds basically on both ends of the court. But more than likely, the best ones are on the defensive end, though. Like I said, Neillsville's getting one shot. We're getting the rebound, pushing it down, getting some good offense run, and that's why we're leading 31-15. Again, the girls are taking care of the basketball. We had a couple of turnovers there, but that's to be seen. It's tough to play a clean basketball game in that aspect, but there was a couple of turnovers there that we didn't need. They got to clean that up if we're going to keep on going in the playoffs here, but again, good defense by Neillsville gives us great practice. So the girls got to come out here again, keep their foot on the gas pedal here, 31-15. If you give Neillsville any kind of momentum, we could be in trouble.
We certainly saw that as McDonald scored the first 11 points of the game, went up 11-0, but then Neillsville ripped off seven straight points and made it a two-possession game before the Lady Macs pushed back. The scoring stats look like this. Three players have scored for Neillsville, five for the Lady Macs. No one in double figures for the Warriors. Two Lady Macs players in double digits so far. Paris Opelt, 8 points in the first half for Neillsville, five for Maddie Dable, and two for Braylon Anding. On the other side, McDonald's led by freshman LMA Cooper with 11 points, then 10 points for older sister Emily Cooper, one of the two captains. The other captain, Aubrey Dorn, with 6 points for McDonald. Izzy Hartman and Ann Siegenthaler round out the scoring with two apiece. 31-15 at the break. Let's hear the first half highlights. They sounded like this on WOGO Sports. And Max TV, a great crowd on hand, as we've mentioned several times. Playoff atmosphere here tonight. Feed down to Aubrey Dorn. She's doubled. Aubrey turns, spins up to the hoop. For left wing off the feed from Dorn. Emily fires a pass to Dorn. Dorn doubles, goes between two defenders up in it and scores high off the window. 4 points for Dorn. It's StelterIncorporated.com. 4-0 McDonald. Inbounds Emily Cooper. She's left alone for a deep three. Reined it in.
Beautiful.
Breaks that 7-point run from Neillsville. Paris Opelt to Dable. Dable across the timeline, lost the handle and has it ripped away by LMA Cooper down the lane. Wide open layup for two. To Emily Cooper, she's got a wide open look at a three. That one rims in and out. Rebound batted out. Izzy Hartman. Kendall Heffler flip out to LMA Cooper. She'll try a three from the same spot as her sister, and she makes it.
You got to give Kendall Heffler a little bit of assist on that one. She's the one that tipped that rebound out.
Absolutely. Against Paris Opelt, freshman against senior. LMA Cooper puts it on the floor, splits a couple defenders. Out to Emily Cooper. Nice head fake. Emily with a push shot from the foul line. It's good.
Showing her little sister how to do that floater.
5 points. Paris Opelt left wing. Loops it to Shane Garth. Shane Garth at the right elbow. Kick to Lawrence in the right corner. Lawrence, a little bit of a high dribble. Then she lost that dribble to Aubrey Dorn. To Ella Mae Cooper. Cooper races to the rim and scores. Another missed shot by Opelt. Push ahead to Ella Mae Cooper from Emily Cooper. Ella Mae lost it in the paint, and Opelt gobbles it up. Now Aubrey Dorn knocks it away from Opelt, and wide open for a layup. Aubrey Dorn, the pickpocket. 95 seconds to go in the first half. High post feed and Siegenthaler. Flips it over to fellow freshman Claire Ruff. Fires back to Siegenthaler. Loops it out to Emily Cooper. Falling away for a deep three. Yes! Right wing bomb for Emily Cooper. Self, and she throws it off of Dorn's hip and right to Emily Cooper. Cooper passes down to Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler touch shot left hand and the English off the glass. What an athletic play by Siegenthaler. And that's how the first half sounded. We're back in 30 seconds with Mark Maloney's military shoutouts.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Max.
The Lady Max lead 31-15 at the break. Before the second half action begins, our halftime tradition, Mark Maloney's military shout-outs. Please take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb. We got Mason Gadle, a Chi-High grad with the Merchant Marines. Matt Pulver at Offutt Air Force Base, Nebraska, a McDonald grad. Marshall Lone Tree Burgess, a Chi-High grad at Hill Air Force Base. Ellie Eckes is a McDonald grad in the Army National Guard. Noah Christofferson is a McDonald grad in the Army Specialist at Fort Carson, Colorado. Noah Stewart, Chi-High grad at Lackland Air Force Base. Wayne Trimble in the Army National Guard down at Fort McCoy. Brandon Anderson from Colfax, active duty Navy. John Hayton from Colfax in the Army Guard out of Spooner. Jordan Chartran in the Army stationed at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Austin Tolleson in the Marine Corps Reserves out at Great Lakes, Illinois. Carter Billen, working security forces at the Navy Brig in San Diego. Kristen Levesser Davis is in the Air Force National Guard out of Minneapolis. Sarah Passon-Bovey is in the Minnesota Air Force National Guard. Greg Hovland at Scott Air Force Base. Kyle and Nicole Leadholm over at Yokota Air Force Base, Japan. Jordy Kabishik at Holloman Air Force Base. Alex Maloney down at Barksdale Air Force Base. And Glenn Maloney out at McGuire Air Force Base, New Jersey. Again, a huge shout-out to all of our military, and thank you for everything you do to keep this country safe.
And hopefully we can keep these military shout-outs going for a long time for the Lady Max and McDonald Max boys as well. We're looking forward to the playoffs beginning next week. McDonald leads 31-15 in this Cloverbelt crossover first-place game as the second half begins. And McDonald will start out on defense and a good defensive play. So give the ball back to the Lady Max. Quick three. That one pops in and out for Ella Mae Cooper.
Good look.
I'm trying to figure out which Hartman is out there right now. And a quick jumper from the left wing.
That's
good for Cindy Subke, but I think Emily Hartman is getting some playing time out there. So that was Subke with the
23, yep.
So that's the freshman Emily Hartman. So a little bit different second half lineup for McDonald with Emily out there instead of older sister Izzy. But both Cooper sisters, Aubrey Dorn and Callie Goulet, round out the starting five in the second half. Front rim on the three, no good for Ella Mae Cooper, and a quick whistle.
And Callie, yep.
Callie Goulet picks up, I believe, her second foul. Again, foul trouble was about the only difficulty for McDonald in the first half.
It's Callie's third.
Correct. So the third foul for Callie Goulet.
She's trying to get the rebounds there, and she has to go over somebody's back. That's where she picks up that foul.
Bounce to Gracie Shane Garth. Shane Garth against Ella Mae Cooper. Moves it across the logo on the right wing for Kuhn. Kuhn puts it on the front of the left hand. Now we have a whistle and a foul.
Back on Opelt. She literally just shoved Callie Goulet out of the way.
That'll be the first team foul. And the first on Paris Opelt. So a team whistles even at one apiece. as we continue here in the second half. Aubrey Dorn on the left block, pulls it back out to Emily Cooper, high on the left. Emily Mae Cooper, high post feed Dorn, turns, faces the hoop, she's doubled, flips it out. Emily Cooper left wing, passed up a deep three, goes to Hartman. Emily Cooper left wing against Shane Garth. Ella Mae Cooper on the right side outside the arc, drops it down, post pass knocked away. Quick hands there by Jess Kuhn as they were almost looking for the entry feed to Aubrey Dorn.
Almost had it there, not quite.
Right wing Ella Mae Cooper. And again, I apologize, I was a little slow there too, because Emily Hartman and Izzy Hartman, their hairstyle is the same. They look like they could be twins.
Exactly.
Almost. So forgive me, I wondered if something happened to Izzy's jersey. But no, that's Emily. Hello, Emily, and welcome. She's done some great things in the JV games this year. Looking forward to her continued growth. It's a pass stolen away by Subki. Callie Goulet was trying to pass it to the top post. 31-17, McDonald Parasopal has Goulet on her back and draws a foul.
I don't know if that's going to pick up on Aubrey or Callie.
That's Callie Goulet, and that's her fourth. And Opelt will go to the line. Well, don't let a lingering injury keep you from being your best at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, as Opelt hits the first. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Visit CVOSM.com/WOGO for Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. CVOSM.com/WOGO. Opelt good on both free throws. 31-19, 12-point lead for McDonald. As you mentioned at the half, you don't want to give any life back to this Nielsville team. Don't leave the door open. Renee Cooper up top. And a whistle and a reach-in on Dable. Again, this is probably the seventh or eighth time we've mentioned playoff atmosphere, but there's just something about the crowd tonight, the effort on the floor, too. It's certainly not a meaningless game, even though it doesn't matter in the seedings. Not only bragging rights, but again, just getting tuned up for the playoffs, two teams with state aspirations. This is a lot of fun.
Yes.
Ella Mae Cooper up top against Dable, who's swiping at it. Cooper crosses over on her, comes to a jump stop to Emily Cooper. Deep three, that one pops in and out. Offensive rebound for a moment, yes, and now no, as it's knocked between a couple players' hands, but off of Dealsville, out of bounds. And taking a hard seat there was Ella Mae Cooper, and she will get back to her feet. That was Ann Siegenthaler, who had the original offensive rebound, lost it for a moment, and Aubrey Dorn fighting for and able to knock it off of Nielsville out of bounds. Ella Mae Cooper will now inbound up top to Emily Hartman. Right wing Emily Cooper and Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler pulls up from eight in the lane. Back rim, no. Dorn almost pulled it away from Paris Opelt. Now Opelt wants to run. The senior pauses for a moment at midcourt. Working against Siegenthaler. Puts the shoulder down and a whistle and a foul against Siegenthaler. And the foul's mounting up pretty quickly here for McDonald in the second half, as they did in the first. That's the third whistle against the Lady Max.
Third on Ann.
So again, Callie Goulet and Ann Siegenthaler play really similar roles for this team, with seven fouls between them. Subki up top, goes by Siegenthaler, hard off the glass, no long rebound, out to Emily Hartman.
She just darted right in there and grabbed that ball.
She's fast like Big Sister. Emily Hartman right wing, long cross court skip, Ella Mae Cooper. Alame holds it on her right hip. She's still got her dribble if she wants to. Ann Siegenthaler out to Emily Cooper, left wing. Cooper is checked there by Anding. Emily Hartman up top, and a whistle, and McDonald wants a timeout. We will step out and be back on WOGO Sports. Back in 60 seconds.
Yep.
On WOGO.
Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Service Master provides carpet and air duct cleaning as well. Just look for the yellow truck, locally owned with emergency service always at the ready. Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind 24/7, 365. Call 715-723-9781 or go to servicemasterchippewavalley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Almost 4 minutes into the second half here at Neillsville. McDonald hasn't scored yet in the second half, but has committed three fouls. Neillsville on a 4-0 run to start. 31-19, the score remains. McDonald with the advantage. High post feed to Aubrey Dorn, out to Ella Mae Cooper against Sydney Subke. Leaves it for Emily Cooper, splitting a couple defenders with a dribble. Loops it over to Aubrey Dorn in the right corner. Dorn holding high above her head there. Puts on the floor with the left hand. Drops it down to Emily Cooper. Cooper crossing over in traffic. Out to Ella Mae high on the left.
Neillsville's playing that zone defense. Always gives McDonald trouble.
Aubrey Dorn. Out to Ella Mae Cooper from Emily Hartman. Runner in the lane. No offense.
There we go.
Putback is good. And earning that one was Kendall Heffler. She has just been fantastic on the boards here tonight.
Yep. She's always in the right spot. If she's not in the right spot, she's going to get there.
33-19, the Lady Macs up 14. Paris Opelt just hit the deck. The physicality of this game is also picked up.
Yes.
Subkey to Dable, right wing, and we have a whistle, and I think Paris Opelt just got to fix her shoe.
Let her put her shoe back on.
And the way she kind of grabbed at that shoe, you worried for a moment, oh, hopefully yeah. She's not hurt, but nope, it's just loose and got to fit it back on and tie it. So that's good. Emily Hartman going to come out, get a hand. Kylie Jensen back in. Give us time to let you know that at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are honored to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. Wynn Family Dentistry, proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Wynn Family Dentistry.
Okay, Caleb, I'm looking at the Hartman girls down there, and it's just not fair because they got their hair done the same way, too.
That's what I said. It's just tough. Right side, Paris Opelt. She's doubled by Dorn and Emily Cooper. Left side, Dable. Dable with a head fake. It's by her defender to Subke in the left corner. Subke loops a long pass across the floor over to Anding. Anding, the freshman, a bounce to Subke. Near midcourt, 12:35 to go. Here in the second half, Lady Macs leading 33-19. Claire Ruff about to check in for Coach Cooper. Subke left wing outside the arc, drops it down to Dable in the corner. Back out to Subke high on the left. Puts it on the floor with the left hand, penetrating just a bit. Out to Dable, drop it down along the left block. That's Kuhn. Kuhn turns, pulls up from six in the lane. No back rim. Rebound fought for in the corner and won by Neillsville. But she stepped on the line. No foul.
Oh, she said, yeah. Man, I thought she was on the line, but they're going to give Aubrey a foul.
It should be the second on Aubrey Dorn, but the team's fourth with 12:09 to play, almost one-third of the way through the second half. Well, Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating is seeking plumbers, heating service technicians, and an HVAC project manager and estimator. So stop in to find out more or apply online at Wurzgala.com. That's Wurzgala.com. Claire Ruff into the game. The freshman. So we're at 12:08 to play. Neillsville with the basketball. And that was the second foul on Aubrey Dorn, the team's fourth. Opelt up top. Drops it down to the left corner, Sydney Subke. Subke back out to Opelt. Loops it over on the right side, freshman Maddie Dable. Dable doubled by Dorn and Emily Cooper to Opelt, and a travel call on Neillsville. Turnover gives it back to McDonald. A substitution coming in, Emerson Ormond, the sophomore. End of the game for Coach John Geyer. Just to the left of the scorer's table, Aubrey Dorn triggers it in to Emily Cooper, who will take her time walking it across the logo here at Osseo. Left side feed for Kylie Jensen. Back to Emily Cooper. To Kendall Heffler, Claire Ruff right corner. Out to Emily, and Emily leaves it on the opposite side of the arc for Kylie Jensen. Back to Emily Cooper, right wing, working against this zone for Nielsville. Taking their time. Kylie Jensen drops it into the corner. Kendall Heffler and back out to Kylie. Fire into the post, a double. Kick out, Emily Cooper. Deep three, right wing, back rim, no. It looked good. And now a whistle and a quick foul on McDonald, 70-plus feet from the hoop.
Yeah.
I think they'll get clear rough with that.
They did.
And that's the team's fifth, so 11-17 to play, and McDonald only has one foul left to give. Keep an eye on that. 33-19 lead for the Lady Macs, but Nielsville, good shooting team. Ball knocked loose. Dorn going to track down a long pass, comes to a jump stop in the lane. She's hit hard and will go to the line, shooting two. 11:07 left. Aubrey Dorn, the senior, sitting at 6 points. We'll have two opportunities here. Well, it's time. Time to call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi. More in a moment. First free throw, back rim for Aubrey Dorn. Or maybe you want to finally add that extra bathroom you've been doing without. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate for your project. 839-0707, 839-0707, or wirzgala.com. Aubrey Dorn trying to split the pair of free throws here. The right-handed senior is short on the second free throw and out of bounds to Nielsville. And Siegenthaler going to come in and give Aubrey a break. So Siegenthaler, Heffler, Emily Cooper, Claire Ruff, and Kylie Jensen, the five on the floor right now for McDonald as they lead by 14, 33-19. Three fouls now against Nielsville, five on McDonald. Maddie Dable having some trouble against Ian Siegenthaler and Claire Ruff. Picks up her loose dribble, gets it to Paris Opel. Left side, Kuhn outside the arc in the left corner. Claire Ruff jumping in front of her. Opposite side of the floor, ending the freshman. Drops it down to the right corner. And Siegenthaler playing good defense up top on Shaingard. Jess Kuhn. Kuhn throws to Opel. Opel thought about pulling up. Right side instead to Dable. Dable with a little nod of the chin, head fake, fires a pass down low. Nice pass to Lawrence, and Lawrence up and in for two. Excuse me, that's Anding, number 30, not number 20. Good pass there by Maddie Dable, who leads the team in assists, 33-21. McDonald's lead trimmed to 12. Kendall Heffler left corner. Out to Kylie Jensen. Jensen up top, Claire Ruff. Ruff holding between the circles, drops at the high post to Siegenthaler, and Siegenthaler has it knocked away, but a whistle and a foul. Either on Opelt or Shaingarth.
Opelt.
They got it on Opelt. I believe that's her second.
Her second.
Team's fourth, so fouls evening up a little bit here. Claire Ruff will sub out and then make Cooper back in. Also, Aubrey Dorn going to sub in for Siegenthaler here with 10:09 left. Donald up 12. Inbounds. Aubrey Dorn. Dorn at the right elbow, splitting a couple defenders. Out to Ella Mae Cooper in the right corner. Leaves for Emily Cooper, right of the circle for three. That one, no. Offensive rebound. For a moment, Aubrey Dorn had it, but as she tried to save it, it hit the backside of the backboard.
Not a little scoring drought here, to be honest.
Nielsville's outscored McDonald 6-2 here in the second half, as we are 53 seconds away from the halfway point in the second half. So a very low scoring second half effort so far for both teams, but you see why Nielsville holds opponents under 29 points a game. They play some strong defense.
Yes.
A momentary stoppage here as Nielsville will inbound from in front of their student section on the far side. 12-point game, 33-21 McDonald, 9:45 to go, and Aubrey Dorn, another steal near midcourt. Dorn down the left side of the lane. She is fouled and will go to the line for two. Maddie Dable commits the foul and whistles now even at five apiece. And Dorn missed a pair of free throws last time, but she'll have a little shot at redemption here with two more. We'll help your kids develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry. Dorn, the first free throw. Perfect. At Smiles in Motion, their board-certified pediatric dentists specialize in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. Take a tour of the fun, child-friendly Smiles in Motion office at sim4kids.com. First point of the second half for Dorn, and second one goes through, but a lane violation.
Yep. Aubrey left too soon. She's got to wait for the ball to hit the rim before she can move.
So Aubrey makes both, but we'll get credit for one. 34-21 McDonald. Paris Opelt now will bring the ball up the floor. Emily Hartman's going to check back in momentarily. Aubrey Dorn playing at the top of the D for McDonald. And Shane Garth, Opelt right wing. Loops it over to Kuhn. Kuhn to Subkey. Subkey has a good look at a three from the left corner. Far side of the rim. No Emily Cooper battling for it. But won by Nielsville. Shane Garth out to Subkey. She'll pull up from 17 feet. Back rim, no. Long rebound track down by Kuhn of Nielsville. Kick to Shane Garth. Shane Garth driving baseline. Runner, no. Offensive rebound taken away from Opelt by Dorn. Dorn maintaining the dribble and back out to Emily Cooper. McDonald still leads 34-21. We're now officially at the halfway point of the second half and a reach-in foul.
30-second timeout.
Timeout taken first by Coach Cooper. We're back in half a minute as well. This is WOGO Sports coverage of McDonald Lady Max Basketball.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
We welcome you back to WOGO Sports coverage of McDonald Lady Max Basketball. Also on Max TV tonight, Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney, Gavin Bovey back at the WOGO studios in Halley. Our producer and board operator, Val Knobloch, on Max TV. Under 9 minutes to play in the second half. Low scoring second half, and McDonald leads 34-21. Kendall Heffler fires a pass.
Beautiful. Down low. Aubrey Dorn hustles one up for two.
Oh, nice great ball. Work out of the timeout by Don Cooper. The Lady Max lead 36-21, and they're on the verge of having their third double-digit score as Aubrey Dorn now has nine. Emily Hartman in the left corner, doubling Shangar. Shangar lost the handle. Kendall Heffler scoops it up to Dorn. Dorn down the lane, takes contact.
Oh, beautiful.
And the foul for Aubrey Dorn.
And that's what she needed to do, was to take the ball to the hoop strong and draw the foul.
Dorn now with 11 points tied with LMA Cooper for a game high, and she can take firm control of that game high in points with a made free throw here. Again, she missed her first two, made her second two, but a lane violation took away that second, and three in a row for Aubrey Dorn, and this one counts. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. 39-21. Lady Max, a little 5-0 run coming out of the timeouts. And all five of those points courtesy of Miss Aubrey Dorn, who committed to Viterbo. Congratulations. She'll be down there playing with Marley Hughes. Three-pointer from Subkey, no good, but another offensive rebound. Good work by Anding, the freshman. Paris Opelt right wing being pursued by Aubrey Dorn. Opelt drops it over into the right corner. It's number 12, Layla Walk, the freshman. Opelt fires a pass opposite corner to Shane Garth. Shane Garth back out to Brandon. Anding out to Opelt. Opelt fires a three off the back rim. Another offensive rebound, Subkey. Out to Opelt between the circles. Working a left-handed dribble. She'll pull up from 17. It's good. Paris Opelt, that's her first bucket of the second half. She has 10
full
points.
Full timeout, Nielsville.
Full timeout taken by Nielsville. We are back in 60 seconds ourselves. Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Radio.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Minutes 37 seconds remaining here in the second half of the Cloverbelt crossover first place game. McDonald leads Nielsville 39-23, and the Lady Max have the basketball out of the Warriors timeout. LMA Cooper is called for a travel, though.
And she did.
As a trap near midcourt pays dividends for the Warriors. 39-23. McDonald on defense with Emily Hartman up top. Layla Walk for Shane Garth. Another quick whistle, and this one going against McDonald. I think LMA Cooper called for a reach-in. That is the team's sixth foul, so fouls even at six apiece. Neither team has a foul left to give, so could see a lot of free throws for the final 7-17. Kendall Heffler will come into the game for Callie Goulet. That foul against LMA Cooper was her second. Inbounds to Shane Garth. Shane Garth, the junior. Up top, Opelt to Subkey. Subkey open, looking at a three in the left corner, side of the rim. No long rebound, tracked down by Emily Cooper. Cooper heaves it ahead. Aubrey Dorn. Dorn finds Emily Hartman. Hartman a little too strong off the glass. Long rebound out and picked up on a knee, but Kendall Heffler takes it away. To Aubrey Dorn, offensive foul. As Dorn kind of ran over Shane Garth, and I'm not sure if that's a matter of good position there, or if it's just because Aubrey's so much bigger than 5'2" Grace Shane Garth.
She did give her the old forearm shiver there, so kind of sent her sailing.
Just under 7 minutes to go, 39-23. McDonald leading here in the crossover first place game. Hillsville trying to make a late run as Shane Garth in front of her own student section. Picks up the dribble, over to Opelt, left of the wheel. Subkey left corner. Remember, Nielsville has hit 198 threes, almost nine per game. A stolen pass by LMA Cooper ahead to Dorn. Dorn down the lane between the double team. Can't get it to fall, but a foul. And Dorn gets right back to her feet. The Nielsville player a little bit slower. That's Shane Garth. And she's nodding to say she's all right. Again, 5'2". There is no fear in that junior, Gracie Shane Garth.
Now they're going up against Aubrey.
She's kind of playing the role of Delaney Walker from Nielsville last year. Talented senior who graduated. Aubrey Dorn, free throw is good. And now she has found the range from the free throw line. A game-high 13 points for Aubrey Dorn. Siegenthaler in for Emily Hartman. 40-23, McDonald with 6:25 to play here. Second free throw attempt for Dorn is good as well. Dorn has found the range from the charity stripe. Extends the lead back to 18 points for McDonald. Davel drops to the high post to Opelt. Opelt hassled by Kendall Heffler. Davel into the right corner. Quick trigger on a three. That one comes up well short for Anding. It's an air ball. Maybe somebody got a piece of that. LMA Cooper push ahead to Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler down the lane.
Gets the English in the roll.
Nice feed up there by LMA.
And Ann just runs the floor, sprinting down, and a nice find. Paris Opelt forces up a deep three. That one pops in and out. Kendall Heffler rips down the rebound. To LMA. Cooper weaving across the timeline. Now backs it up on the dribble. LMA to older sister Emily. Emily Cooper right wing. Back to LMA on the left. LMA Cooper against Paris Opelt. Goes between her legs near that logo at midcourt. Drops it off for Emily Cooper high on the right. 5:24 to go. McDonald leading 43-23. Drop down to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn blocked at the rim by Opelt, but a foul. And Aubrey Dorn going right back to that free throw line and will be shooting two. Well, Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for three generations, Stelter Inc. has been turning dreams into reality and is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. First free throw comes up a little bit short for Aubrey Dorn. She'll have another attempt here with 5:18 to play her team up by 20. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics, Northwestern Bank. Second free throw for Dorn, and that one is good. Dorn has 5 points from the free throw line. She has a game-high 15. 44-23, that largest advantage of the night for McDonald is extended. Table in the left corner, back out to Opelt. Opelt skips it across the floor. Emerson Ormond, she'll take one bounce. Right side, freshman Anding. Fire at the high post. A to Paris Opelt. Opelt weaving between a couple McDonald defenders. Pulls up from 16. Can't get the roll. Rebound fought for Kendall Heffler. Battling Emerson Ormond with it. And she fouled her or a held ball?
Yeah, no, they're going to put the foul on Kendall. I thought that was great hustle by Kendall, to be honest with you.
Katie Ruff is going to come in for Kendall Heffler. That's the team's eighth foul. Ruff, number 15, in for the first time tonight, the 5'10 senior center. This is a 1-1 for Nielsville. Free throw is short, and rebound pulled in by Aubrey Dorn. Hands off to Emily Cooper with 4:48 to play, and Cooper will jog it across the midstripe. Emily Cooper, a right-handed dribble high on the right side in front of her own bench. Up top against Kuhn. Emily Cooper backing up with the dribble. Working the right-handed bounce right now. Setting up the offense. Calling for a screen, instead leaves it off for Ella Mae Cooper. At the top of the key, Aubrey Dorn holding above her head. Against Kuhn, leaves it for Emily Cooper. And a whistle and a foul as Dorn just kind of got held up as she was trying to make a cut. And that should send Dorn to the line for a 1-1. That's the ninth foul on Nielsville, and that one, I believe, went against Jess Kuhn, the sophomore. 44-23 McDonald, 4:16 to play. And Aubrey Dorn, first free throw, rattles it through.
I ran out of free throws here on my score sheet.
I have Aubrey Dorn for 16 points, our unofficial tally here. Claire Ruff about to check back in for McDonald. Second free throw for Dorn. My goodness, she has just been excellent from the free throw line after missing her first two. Aubrey Dorn now is going to get a break, and that might be the last action of the regular season for the senior. 46-23, the Lady Macs have doubled up on Nielsville. Opelt left wing, up top against Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler, both Coopers, Katie Ruff and Claire Ruff. A couple pairs of sisters out there right now for McDonald. Maddie Dable, the freshman, going to the left block. Tough shot off the glass and good. Maddie Dable. Scored from the three-point line.
Full timeout.
Full timeout with 3:55 to play, so we'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. Under four to go, McDonald leading by 21. Back in a minute on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools is now accepting applications for the 2024-25 school year. St. Charles Preschool and Primary School has immediate openings for kindergarten. Discover a future of excellence with an affordable Catholic liberal arts education, caring faculty, and small class sizes. But hurry, spots are limited. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org or call 715-723-0538 today.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Action here in Osseo. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Sports and Max TV. WOGO Radio 103.1 FM AM 680. Live streaming and podcast at WOGO.com. 46-25, the McDonald Lady Macs lead Nielsville in this first place Cloverbelt crossover game, pitting the eastern and western side of the conference against one another. We have another whistle, and this will send Ella Mae Cooper to the line, shooting two for the double bonus. Ella Mae, first free throw, rattles through. He's an 87% foul shooter. That's her first point of the second half. Service Master Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Carpet and air duct cleaning available as well. ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. I spoke too soon. Aubrey Dorn's back out there. Along with Emily Hartman, both Coopers, and Claire Ruff. Second free throw is good for Ella Mae Cooper, so now she has 14 points. And Aubrey has a game-high 17, but maybe she sees Ella Mae at the line. It's like, I don't want to give that up. Ella Mae's creeping a little closer. 48-25, largest lead of the night for McDonald. On the the left side for Nielsville. Kaylee Lawrence outside the arc finds Opelt. Opelt against Dorn. Back up top, Lawrence. Lawrence, the 5'3" junior. Handing in the right corner. She's doubled. Hartman and Ruff, freshman and freshman, almost knock it away. Whip out to Opel. Quick trigger on a three left wing. That one well off the mark. Rebound, I believe, goes to McDonald, but hit the support. And so either way, it was going to be Lady Max basketball. Emily Hartman going to check out. Kylie Jensen in. Oh, excuse me. Emily Hartman not out. Claire Ruff out. So Kylie Jensen.
Burn up a little clock here now.
Ella May and Emily Cooper. Aubrey Dorn. And Emily Hartman, the five on the floor for Don Cooper. Under 3 minutes to play. Leading 48-25. This final game before the playoffs begin. Emily Cooper cut to the rim. Gets a nice roll on the feed from fellow senior Aubrey Dorn. And now 12 points for Emily Cooper. That's her first basket of the second half. 50-25. The Lady Macs have doubled up the Warriors. High post feed. That's Anning, the freshman. Check out to the left wing. Rotates in the corner. Jess Kuhn for three. That's good. I believe that's just the second three of the night for Nielsville. They get nearly nine per game. The sophomore, Jess Kuhn, she's 9 of 18 from 3 on the season, 50%, so that's her 10th. And now Nielsville has 6 players with 10 or more 3-pointers. Pass knocked off the shoe of LMA Cooper. Pairs Opelt diving for it and over and back against McDonald anyway. Possession going back to the Warriors.
Coach Geyer's putting in some subs.
Coach Cooper will counter with 3 subs as well, so Claire Ruff, Katie Ruff, and Heffler. Back in, Emily Cooper, Aubrey Dorn, and LMA Cooper will get a big hand from the McDonald faithful as they check out here tonight. 50-28, the Lady Macs, 2:02 to play. Up top is Olivia Langreck, the sophomore. Emerson Ormond, the thing is with both of these teams, first place in their respective half of the conference, even their subs at the end of the game are very talented players. Great programs built in Nielsville and at McDonald. Minute 42 remaining. Donald leads by 22. Kick into the right corner. A deep jumper. No. And Claire Ruff skies for the rebound. And Ruff between a couple of defenders. Got it taken away by Warren. And Warren up and in for two. Thought maybe they could get a foul there, but the freshman Warren gets her first basket. Claire Ruff all the way across the floor to Kylie Jensen. Jensen back to Ruff. And a quick timeout taken by Coach Cooper. Timeouts, and we are back in half a minute for the final minute 13.
Full timeout.
Here on WOGO Sports. All right, back in 60 seconds.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering 3 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Kansas Smith for the 3 and the lead at 24-23.
Miss Route, Euro step between 3 defenders and scores.
Deep 3, Emily Cooper.
There you go.
Emily. Here is Ben.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Final minute change of action here in this Clover Belt crossover game. McDonald with a few more subs coming in, getting some action. Lauren Misfelt, the 5'6" junior guard, number 25 out there, along with Claire Ruff and Katie Ruff. Also, Tessa Rozowski, the 5'6" junior guard, number 42. And Chloe Flanagan, number 20, the 5'5" sophomore guard. Flanagan has it up top for Claire Ruff. 56 seconds to play for a Clover Belt crossover championship. Flanagan up top, dumps it to Katie Ruff, spins it over into the right corner. Younger sister Claire Ruff. There up top, Chloe Flanagan flips into the left corner. Rozowski there, drops down the post. Katie Ruff, kick out Claire Ruff on the right wing. Comes between a couple defenders. Pull-up jumper from 8 feet is good. And Blair Ruff gets into the scoring column, makes it 52-30 McDonald. Under 30 seconds to play. Right wing feed for Nielsville. Pulling up at the foul line, back out to Layla Walk. Walk down the right side of the lane, and she's fouled by Rozowski with 19.7 seconds to play. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration expert for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Carpet and air duct cleaning available as well. ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. First free throw is good.
12.
For number 12, Layla Walk, the freshman. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Second free throw, no good. Chloe Flanagan with a rebound. H&R Electric, 715-723-2977. A steal and a foul as Walk will walk right back to the free throw line. Flanagan with 14.7 seconds left.
They're not giving up. Some subs are out there to play. They're going to play.
And H&R Electric, 715-723-2977, 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Mavs. Walk hits another free throw. 52-32. She misses the second attempt, but an offensive rebound tracked down in the corner by the Warriors. A throwaway near midcourt, and I think it was tipped out of bounds by Chloe Flanagan. So 11 seconds left in Nielsville with the basketball. Inbounds to Langreck. Langreck crossing over on her man. Drops it down to Warren. Warren pulling up from 6 feet. No. Claire Ruff with the rebound. 2 seconds left. 1 second. And McDonald will take it down to the final buzzer and win it by 20 here, sweeping the season series against Nielsville. Your final score in the Clover Belt crossover first place game, the McDonald Lady Macs 52, the Nielsville Warriors 32. We've got a lot coming up on our Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. So stay with us, the Post Glass postgame show at Post Glass and Mirror. Find quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Stats, highlights, analysis, a look ahead on our WOGO sports calendar, a look ahead to the playoffs and postseason action, and an exclusive talk with head coach Don Cooper, all ahead in 3.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Stay with us. McDonald wins by 20 here in the Clover Belt crossover championship game, and they are Clover Belt crossover champs. Back in 3.5 on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. This is Lady Macs Basketball.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools is now accepting applications for the 2024-25 school year. St. Charles Preschool and Primary School has immediate openings for kindergarten.
Discover a future of excellence with an affordable Catholic liberal arts education, caring faculty, and small class sizes. But hurry, spots are limited. Visit McDonnellAreaCatholicSchools.org or call 715-723-0538 today.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Kansas Smith for the three and the lead at 24-23.
Misrout Euro step between three defenders and scores.
Deep three, Emily Cooper.
There you go.
For Emily.
Here's Ben.
Oh, Ben Carlson.
Yes. Relentless number 19.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Clover Bell honors right now, so we'll turn it over to our PA announcer.
Anna Dunry, junior sophomore. Kelly Goulet, senior from McDonald.
These are honorable mentions.
So Goulet, honorable mention, all conference.
Senior from McDonald.
Awesome.
Kelly Kennedy, senior from Osseo Fairchild.
Clover Belt Conference.
Yep, they're announcing.
Here, and we'll get back when we get to the Western Clover Belt, we'll turn it back to the PA announcer. But McDonald with two honorable mention all-conference players. And now I'm really confused.
I am too.
Because Callie Goulet is out there, but also they announced Izzy Hartman. But Izzy's out there wearing 45.
Yeah.
And we were saying that was Emily the entire time in the second half, but I thought it was Izzy, and now I don't know.
I don't either. I'm going with Izzy.
So Izzy Hartman and Callie Goulet, honorable mention all-conference and so well-deserved for the McDonald Lady Macs. And again, second-team all-conference honor is being introduced right now for the eastern side of the Clover Belt Conference. And then we'll get back to the western side for second-team, then first-team, and then conference players of the year as well. Of course, both Nielsville and McDonald had the conference players of the year last year in Emily Cooper and Paris Opeltz. Always a lot of fun to see these hardworking players acknowledged. And trying to talk and listen to the PA announcer at the same time is always a little tricky.
Yeah, I think he's got a few certificates left there for the East. So we got a little bit before we get to the West side.
Again, this is the Postglass post-game show. Brought to you by Postglass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Now we are going to the west side.
Now we're on the west side. Second team all-conference on the Western Clover Belt being introduced here.
Kennedy. Campbell Sell, senior, Broadway. Ava Hyman, senior from Regis.
They go back to the east side of the Clover Belt for first team all conference. McDonald with two honorable mention players on the western side for all conference. And I would think we might place two or three players in first team as well for the western Clover Belt. Again, we'll get you your stats, highlights, and analysis of this crossover game, the crossover championship first place game. McDonald wins it 52-32. This is the Post Glass and Mirror Post Glass Post Game Show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. If your windshield takes a hit, Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls has free mobile auto glass service, two heated bays, and a warm waiting room. From compact cars to semis, dump trucks, or motorhomes, Post Glass and Mirror fits them all, big or small, and they can recalibrate windshields of any make and model. Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. How about Paris Opelt, Maddie Dable, and Sydney Subke, all first team, all conference? That just shows how great this Neillsville team has been this year. And McDonald wins it by 20 tonight. Yeah. Jess Kuhn also got, I believe, honorable mention for Coach Geyer's squad. And again, they are not in the same bracket as Fall Creek or McDonald. So. How many of these teams we've seen here tonight could make a run towards state?
Yeah.
First team all conference now for the Western Clover Belt.
Jasmine Warrior, sophomore. Emily Cooper, senior.
Emily Cooper, first team all conference. Dorn, well deserved. Let's see if we can get one more here.
Ella Mae Cooper.
So all five of McDonald's regular season starters with all conference honors. Emily Cooper, Ella Mae Cooper, and Aubrey Dorn, first team all conference. Callie Goulet, honorable mention all conference, and Izzy Hartman, also honorable mention all conference. And now we'll have the Conference Player of the Year award. We'll see if we get something to cheer about with that as well. I have a good feeling about it. Now for the Eastern side, Player of the Year. See if Paris Opelt gets.
East Division Player of the Year, Paris Opelt.
Congratulations. Well deserved, Paris Opelt. Three in a row. Conference Player of the Year in the Eastern Clover Belt. And for the Western Clover Belt. Congratulations back to back for the Lady Mac senior Emily Cooper, the Western Clover Belt Conference Player of the Year.
Well deserved, too.
Absolutely.
Thank you all for coming out tonight. Have a great night.
All right, we're going to take another quick break here, and then we'll get back with stats, highlights, and a talk with head coach Don Cooper. Always a lot of fun, as Coach Geyer mentioned. In our pregame, this is a reward game. And again, being able to be in this game, play this game, and also, again, great to see so many talented players from all throughout the Eastern and Western side of the Clover Belt Conference honored here tonight. Well, give us a moment, and we'll come back in 3 minutes, give you those stats, highlights, and we'll chat with head coach Don Cooper as well. That's all in 3 minutes here on the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to Wärzgalä.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Welcome back. Post Glass Post Game Show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Great to have head coach Don Cooper join us for the final time in the regular season. 52-32. The final score is the Lady Macs knock off Neillsville in the Clover Belt crossover championship game, first place game. And we'll get to this game in a moment, Coach. But first, all conference honors, always a lot of fun. And again, all five of your regular starters throughout this season just received all conference honors. Two honorable mention, three first team all conference. That has to make you very proud of this group.
Very proud. Second time that's ever happened, and I'm so proud of the girls. They worked hard all year, and I nominated all seven seniors this year, and it was just great to see that all five of them got to be first team all conference.
And Emily Cooper, back-to-back conference player of the year, and I know you're a very proud coach and grandpa.
Yes, sir, I am. I'm very proud of her.
Well, let's talk about your opponent here tonight and the job you're able to do. Speaking of talented players, on the other side, Paris Opelt, the trifecta three times in a row. She's been the conference player of the year, senior, junior, and sophomore seasons. And also, I believe four of the five starters for Neillsville got all-conference honors, three of them first team. So an excellent, excellent opponent here tonight. But it really started off with your defense 11-0 right at the beginning, as again you mentioned playing with pace and maybe pressuring them to make some mistakes.
Well, like I said, when we played Fall Creek, we didn't come out with that energy and emotion and passion. I told them to start this game, we got to take the energy, emotion, and passion and start with that. All the girls did, and even our bench did. I was just so proud of the girls to start the way we did.
Coach, what's the message now again? After this game, we talked about this pregame. After this, it is now win and move on or lose and go home. And so, again, that mentality needs to be there every single minute of every single game from here on out.
Yes, well, we have to take one game at a time. Don't overlook to get to somebody. But we take one game at a time. We play that opponent. We play the way we want to play. And we come fast. And we start fast and hard and finish good.
Coach, looking back at the season, when we saw you against Neillsville on November 16th of 2023, now February 17th, 3 months and a day later here in 2024, what are you most proud of what your team has accomplished here in the regular season? Goals still to be accomplished, but again, getting that conference championship, getting the Clover Belt Conference championship, what are you most proud of the way this group has progressed throughout the season?
Well, again, I'm just so proud of the girls because our defense just keeps getting better and better. And championships are won on defense, and I'm so proud of them tonight. I know we struggled on offense, but, I mean, our defense looked phenomenal.
And that's going to lead you very far, and we sure hope, again, it's a long, long postseason run. The second season begins on Friday night for you guys, Coach, and we're looking forward to being with you the rest of the way. Thank you so much for a great regular season, and we're looking forward to season number two beginning next Friday night right back at home in McDonald.
Well, thank you, Caleb, for the great coverage. You guys do an awesome job. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Head Coach Don Cooper, joining us as always, so gracious with his time here on the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. McDonald wins at 52-32. Now we're going to take that three-minute break, recognize some more of our sponsors, and I need to get our highlights queued up, and we'll continue to chat about this one. A lot of fun here at the Clover Belt Crossover Championship Games, first and second place games down here at Osseo. We'll take that three-minute break and be back with your stats, highlights, analysis, and a look ahead at our WOGO sports calendar filled with playoff action starting on Tuesday night of next week. Looking forward to it very much. Back in three on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Service Master provides carpet and air duct cleaning as well. Just look for the yellow truck, locally owned with emergency service always at the ready. Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind 24/7, 365. Call 715-723-9781 or go to servicemasterchippewavalley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalla Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalla will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalla.com.
Welcome back to the Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. McDonald, the Lady Macs win the Clover Belt crossover first place game 52-32 over Neillsville. Defeat the Warriors for the second time this year, and now the second season begins, Mark Maloney. But first, looking back at this regular season, again, we've seen a lot of progression, as you would hope, from a team that had a lot of expectations placed upon it at the beginning of this year, and we've seen them get better and better. And again, the caliber of opponent that they beat here tonight is another team that could make a lot of noise in the playoffs, another number one seed in Division Four, and so a lot to be proud of here tonight for the Lady Macs.
Yeah, I mean, Coach Geyer's been down to that state tournament quite a few times too, so he can easily get the Neillsville team down there. McDonald's gonna have their hands full to get through that. They'll probably get through the regional pretty decent, but the sectional's going to get tough because they will probably, if all goes according to Hoyle, they'll end up playing Fall Creek maybe in the sectional championship. So that could be quite the game right there.
It could indeed.
Both teams have to play well to get that far, so let's just concentrate on what we need to do to get there, and that's the win that first game next Friday night and take care of everything. And fortunate for us, we get to play at home. So,
yeah, and jumping right into a regional semifinal. And again, let's not forget, McDonald will now be playing in Division Four instead of Division Five. And so, again, there's never any gimmies in the playoffs, but even more so, do you have to take every single opponent seriously, no matter what your seed or their seed is, when you're moving up to, again, bigger, deeper, stronger, taller, faster opponents.
Yes, and again, that's why Coach Cooper did a nice job of scheduling some really, really tough teams this year, and that's what they needed to do. So it's going to be fun from now on out, so it's like you said, it's one and done. So you can't take anybody lightly. You can't take anybody moving up into that Division Four conference there, the Division Four division. So we need to take care of ourselves and play. In my opinion, I think we need to take care of the ball a little bit better. We need to cut down on our turnovers. I think we have way too many turnovers. And when you get up against good teams, that's going to be a struggle.
And again, when every possession matters. And so, again, this McDonald team is 22-2 on the season. They finished 13-1 and tied with Fall Creek for first place in the Western Clover Belt Conference. But there's still room for improvement. There absolutely is. A Clover Belt Conference champions on the eastern side, the Neillsville Warriors. They were 14-0 in the Clover Belt East. They're now 20-4 on this season. But as the playoffs begin, can't take anything for granted. And so both of these teams looking to get to Green Bay, but there's just a long road, filled with talented teams. Phillips is out there, a 20-win team. Fall Creek has Durand, Arkansas on their side of the bracket. Durand, Arkansas beat the Crickets. I believe it was second game of the season. So and Cameron, I think, has a pretty good program as well, too. There's a lot of teams that can trip you up, so it's not just chalk. Again, there's a reason they play the games and don't just send all the number one seeds to the sectionals. So we're looking forward to that. Again, looking ahead at our WOGO sports calendar. Tuesday night, my goodness, whether you're a hockey fan or not, you do not want to miss Greg Stewart on the mic as Chi-Hi Hockey, the number one ranked team in the state, plays state-ranked Eau Claire Memorial. I believe Eau Claire Memorial is ranked third in the state right now. The Old Abes will come to Chippewa Falls. So get out there to the barn and cheer on the Cards if you're able to in person. Otherwise, join us just before 6:40 p.m. Tuesday evening on 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. We also know next Friday night will be the first playoff game for these McDonald Lady Macs, and they'll face the winner of the 8-9 game. So we'll have that game for you. 6:25 p.m. is going to be when we're going to start that game, and the reason for that is because I have a gaggle of highlights that I want to play back from the regular season, and more to add to that tonight. You'll hear some more of those momentarily. We want to again just recap the entire regular season, kind of a tradition before the first playoff game, to play a full regular season highlight reel. So 6:25 p.m. Friday evening from McDonald, the regional semifinal. And then we could hopefully have a hockey game and a ladies basketball game coming up on Saturday afternoon and evening as well. And man, that'd be great to have a regional final and a sectional final. Yes. For two of our teams from Chippewa.
Yes, that'll be good things happening there with the hockey and basketball going on there. So it's going to be interesting, like you said. They got to play some really good basketball, and the girls on the other side got to play some really good hockey. It just keeps getting tougher and tougher to get to that road to state. Gets a little bumpy.
Well, so let's take a look momentarily here at our highlights, as I'm realizing I did not quite finish up my stats, as we got a little caught up in all of the goings-on with the Clover Belt honors. So I will do just a bit of quick math here, and we'll see what we've got. So for Neillsville,
go ahead. Nope, I was just going to fill in some time.
Maybe you should, as I'm going to double-check my math here.
I'm just going to comment on all the pitcher taking going on. Still out there on the floor, there's Eastern Clover Belt and some of the girls from Fall Creek getting a lot of pitchers taken with the McDonald girls, and Regis girls are out there, and there's a lot of great opportunities out there for these girls, and deservingly so, from both the east and the west. So congratulations to all those girls, and plenty of photos to be hitting social media, I would think, at some point real soon.
Well, I had 7 players scoring for McDonald and 6 players scoring for Neillsville tonight. I am missing a basket or at least 2 points, whether field goal or free throw, somewhere for Neillsville, but I have Paris Opelt down for 12 points. You can double-check me on this. That's why we get to call our stats unofficial. But Paris Opelt for 12 points, 7 for Maddie Davil, 4 for Braylon Anding, 3 for Jess Kuhn, 2 for Layla Walk, and 2 for Tessa Warren.
I think you got 2 for Sydney Supke.
2 for Sydney Supke. There we go. You know what? I just didn't put it down in the right column. There she is. All right. So now the stats, unofficial though they may be, are accurate. On the other side for McDonald, 3 players in double figures. Again, just 1 player in double figures for Nielsville and Paris Opeld, again, averaging 17 points per game. She scored 20 points in two games against McDonald. So again, they did an excellent job defensively on one of the most talented players in this region. 17 points tonight for Aubrey Dorn. What a great way to end her senior regular season. And Aubrey was just excellent from the free throw line. The second half hit 7 free throws. So 7 of her 17 points from the free throw line. 13 for LMA Cooper, had 11 of those in the first half. 12 for Emily Cooper, had 10 points in the first half for the senior, and again, the conference player of the year back-to-back. 4 points for Ann Siegenthaler, 2 apiece for Izzy Hartman, Kendall Heffler, and Claire Ruff. That rounds out the scoring. Let's hear how the second half sounded. Your post-game highlights here in the Post-Glass and Mirror post-game show on WOGO.
Championship team, the wiring is the backbone.
Always gives McDonald trouble.
Aubrey Dorn to LMA Cooper from Emily Hartman. Runner in the lane, no offensive
there rebound.
There we go. Putback is good, and earning that one was Kendall Heffler. She has just been fantastic on the boards here tonight.
Yep. She's always in the right spot. If she's not in the right spot, she's going to get there.
Go Studios and Hallie, our producer and board operator, Val Knobloch on Max TV. Under 9 minutes to play in the second half. Low-scoring second half, and McDonald leads 34-21. Kendall Heffler fires a pass.
Beautiful.
Down low. Aubrey Dorn hustles one up for two. Oh, nice great work out of the timeout. The left corner, doubling Shangar. Shangar lost the handle. Kendall Heffler scoops it up to Dorn. Dorn down the lane, takes contact.
Oh, beautiful.
And the foul for Aubrey Dorn.
And that's what she needed to do, was to take the ball to the hoop strong. And
Dable into the right corner. Quick trigger on a three. That one comes up well short for Anding. It's an air ball. Maybe somebody got a piece of that. LMA Cooper push ahead to Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler down the lane.
Got
hits
it.
The English in the roll.
Nice feed up there by LMA.
And that's your second half highlights here on WOGO 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. We'll get a podcast of this one available a little bit later tonight. Thank you, as always, to Val Knobloch and Max TV for those watching and listening tonight. Our producer, board operator back at the WOGO studios in Halle, Gavin Bovey. And Mark Maloney, thank you for joining me all throughout this regular season. And, yeah, let's do this for the Max boys and girls in the postseason. Hopefully we've got a lot more games to call.
Yes, and I believe we will. So it was fun, and like I said, it's getting close to March Madness, so let's keep it going.
Once again, your final score here tonight in the Cloverbelt crossover first place game, your McDonald Central Lady Max 52, the Nielsville Warriors 32. Playoff basketball begins Friday night for your McDonald Lady Max. For Mark Maloney, I'm Caleb Swenson saying goodnight from Osseo Fairchild High School, site of this Cloverbelt crossover second and then first place game. The McDonald Lady Max win it by 20 over Nielsville 52-32. This has been McDonald Lady Max Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from Osseo.
WOGO.
McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening. And now please stay tuned for Western Wisconsin's Best Talk on 103, 680 AM and WOGO.com. We join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.